All right, the movie companies are insisting it's summer movie season, so let's talk movies with Josh Bell.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
So we drag Josh out of the dark to talk about Brightburn.
We believe that you came here for a reason. I know it's been difficult for you lately. That you feel different from other kids.
You are different.
He's a creep.
I will never turn against our son.
He's not our son.
I didn't know anything about this till I looked at the trailer, and I still don't understand. What is this, Josh?
So basically what this is what if Superman was evil? So it follows the familiar Superman origin story. You've got this farm in Kansas, a couple, and you see a spaceship crash land, and it's got a baby in it, and they take the baby in, and then the baby grows up, not to an adult yet. This movie takes place. The kid is 12 years old and comes into his superpowers, but he's evil.
All right.
So he's super strong, and he flies, and he has heat vision, and he kills people with it.
Okay.
And that's pretty much all there is to the movie. I think it's a cool idea.
Right.
But they don't do anything with it. It takes a long time to get to the point, even though you know right from the start. I mean, the Superman story is really familiar to pretty much
everyone
in
pop
culture.
Universal, right.
So as soon as that thing crash lands, you know exactly what's going on. And yet we still have to go through all these motions of like, oh, what's going on with him? And
mm-hmm.
It's really obvious what's going on with him. And finally, when we get to the point where he full on goes for it, there's some really gory moments that are kind of cool. People who see horror movies and like gore.
Right.
It's not super scary. The kid is creepy at times. Again, it's more like something like The Omen,
okay,
where you're wondering like, oh, is the kid evil? But of course he is evil.
Right.
I think, like, towards the very end, it gets some interesting, fun twists on superhero stories and especially kind of current superhero movies.
Right.
But by that point, it's almost over. So I think this is a good idea and a disappointing execution.
Do you think they're trying to put some in their pocket to build a franchise here?
I mean,
do you feel that machine in process?
It definitely feels like that towards the end.
Right.
I mean, you could look at it as like it's just tweaking the idea of franchise building. But
right.
I think if this movie makes money, of course, they're going to want to do more with it.
Right.
I don't know if people are going to really take to this. I think this is... Certainly superheroes are a huge thing in pop culture, and so twisting them and making fun of them or making them evil and dark is a good strategy, but I don't know if this is going to grab audiences as much as they're hoping for
it
to.
So Josh Bell, who hates everything, is giving Brightburn how many stars?
I give it a 2.5 out of 5. It's not terrible. Like I said, it's a good idea, but botched execution.
Oh, that's a drag. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Josh Bell, hatesEverything.com is the website. Josh Bell hates everything on Facebook, right?
Yes, and you can also follow me on Twitter at SignalBleed.
That's Josh Bell. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me.
Please drive carefully. This is Highway Radio.